It's getting down to the wire to put a new budget in place in the largest city in western Massachusetts. With just 5 days remaining before the start of the new fiscal year on July 1st, the Springfield City Council has scheduled a special meeting this evening to consider passing a new budget. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno will address the council to advocate for a nearly $692 million budget he's recommended. The council, by law, can only cut the budgeted amount recommended by the mayor and cannot increase expenditures. The mayor's proposed budget would increase spending by 5.4% over this fiscal year. City finance officials say most of the municipal spending goes to salaries, health insurance, and payments into the employees' pension fund, so any cuts to the budget would likely result in layoffs. City Council President Justin Hurst scheduled 3 hearings on the budget to take testimony from city department and agency heads.
It's always a pretty lean budget. You know, nobody ever gets what they want.
Sarno's budget proposes a more than 12% increase in spending by the police department. Acting Commissioner Cheryl Claprood said there are funds included to implement a body camera program and to pay for police academies to keep pace with the department's high attrition rate. Both the Patrol Officers Union and the Police Supervisors Union have new contracts that include pay raises.
The contracts are such that the increases in pay are pretty much what's causing the increase.
In unveiling his proposed budget last month, Sarno stressed that it's balanced without dipping into the city's $50 million cash reserves or rainy day fund.
This is the fifth consecutive year we've balanced this budget without any use of reserves. And we've been able to maintain core services.
Other items highlighted by Sarno in the budget include funds for a sidewalk repair crew and a new unit of municipal workers to maintain downtown parks. The proposed budget has the city providing funds to expand preschool. The number of early education classrooms would increase from 5 to 15, making room for almost 300 additional children in full-day programs.
And we know that's a critical component for the overall success of students' academic career.
To balance the budget, the city is banking on a 2.7% increase in general local aid from the state, $13.9 million from the MGM Casino, a $9 million increase in property taxes, and modest increases in taxes on restaurant meals and hotel stays, according to Chief Administration and Finance Officer T.J. Plant.
Motor vehicle excise tax is going up almost $1,980,000 from this fiscal year's collections of motor vehicle excise. People are buying new vehicles and everything, so it's a sign of the economy.
City Councilor Tracy Whitfield said in a statement she intends during the budget debate to advocate for homeowners to get a break on their property taxes. The impact of the new city budget on property tax bills won't be known until later this year when the city council sets the separate tax rates for residential property and for commercial property. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.